Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. Here's today's message.
Hello and welcome to a special broadcast. I will be reading my Facebook post dated November 4th, 2019. This subject, Jesus cares. And I'm telling you, he truly does. Attention, everyone. This is an important message from the Lord. Prepare your hearts to receive and send it out to everyone you know. Thank you. The Lord proclaimed in Luke 4:18 and 19, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has appointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to announce that captives shall be released and the blind shall see, that the downtrodden shall be freed from their oppressors, and that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him." After Jesus read this in the church he was at, he said to all who were listening to him in verse 21, "These scriptures come true today." Jesus was, and is by the way, letting us all know why the Father sent him. This has everything to do with the abundant life that John 10:10 shares with us concerning Jesus' purpose. He says, "I have come to give life and life more abundantly." The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly," John 10:10. Notice what it says, the thief does not come except steal, kill, destroy. Jesus, abundant life. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Peter was reminding all that Jesus was sent to the whole world, not just to the Jews. And he was called to deliver people. Jesus was called to deliver people, the whole world. Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Jesus went about doing good, healing all. Now, why is this so important? Because as you all know, we need this Jesus. Not religion, we need this Jesus. We need to be reminded of the heart of God toward us all. We need to know that this same Jesus who came to this earth 2,000 years ago still desires for people to be healed and set free. Listen, friend, anxiety, fear, worry, hopelessness, it runs rampant in this world, especially in young people. The second leading cause of death for those who are in the age group between 10 and 24 is suicide. Suicide. This screams out anxiety, fear, worry, and hopelessness. Many are dealing with this, and I need you to understand that the Lord knows personally of this pain. No, Jesus did not have fear, anxiety, or hopelessness, but he did feel the effects of these things. In Isaiah, we see a description of Jesus through a prophecy. And this is Isaiah 53, verse 3. "We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised and we didn't care." Wow. Notice how it says, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. In the book of Hebrews, we also see a statement that you must never forget. Hebrews 4:15 says this, "This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, since he had the same temptations we do, though he never once gave way to them and sinned." Look at that. Jesus' touch with the feelings of our weaknesses and cares profoundly for each of us. I want to show you this in his life. It is so important for you to know that this can be completely resolved in your heart, that God not only understands, but he also cares about you. Number one, Jesus grew up with the knowledge that Herod sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under. That's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Now think about this. His life began with hundreds of children being slaughtered. Number two, under the threat of death as a young child, Jesus lived in Egypt as a refugee with his family. That's in Matthew 2, verses 13 through 21. Jesus' family had taken him out of his own country because Herod was out to kill him. Number three, Jesus experienced the pain of losing his earthly father, Joseph, to death. Now, we don't usually even think about this, but Joseph loved and cared for his son. He was there for him for at least 12 years of his life. Imagine this. Jesus was raised by, cared for, and loved by Joseph. We know Jesus lost his early father because Joseph is not seen after the trip to Jerusalem. And that's in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 51. And Jesus was 12 years old at that time. That's big. Number four, Jesus felt deeply the pain of others. Luke 19, verse 41 says, "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it." He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Okay? John 11:35. When Jesus heard of the beheading of John the Baptist, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. Matthew 14, verse 13. Jesus cared deeply for people, my friends. He was and is our Lord who understands and cares for us all. And that's intimately. He went through a lot. He understands. Our Jesus went through the emotions that we all deal with, the ones that carry pain, even the ones that can cause you to feel like dying. Oh yeah, I said that. Even the ones that cause you to feel like dying. Hey, remember Calvary? Matthew chapter 26, verses 37 and 38. And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad and deeply grieved, so that I almost dying of sorrow." Do you hear that? I'm telling you, our Lord understands. Listen, my friend, the compassion of Jesus is seen throughout Scripture. I love the scripture on Isaiah 42, verse 3, and it says this: "He won't brush aside the bruised and the hurt, and he won't disregard the small and insignificant, but he steadily and firmly set things right." Is that beautiful? He won't brush aside the bruised, those that are hurt. He won't disregard the small and insignificant. He will set things right. That is Jesus' nature and heart toward us. Please never forget this about our God. He truly does care. He truly does love you. He truly does feel your pain. He truly does. And most of all, he truly wants to see you healed, set free, and delivered. That is his heart. Pray this prayer and allow our loving Jesus to help you know these things. Come on, pray this. Father, I believe your word. I have seen how Jesus was sent to this world to bring healing and deliverance to those who are hurting. I'm one of those. I ask you in the name of Jesus to heal me of this hurt. Heal me of this pain and deliver me from the bondage I'm in. Thank you so much for hearing me. Thank you so much for showing me that you do care and love me. Thank you for your healing touch over my life. I receive this from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I am free, and by faith I speak these words out. I am free. I agree with you, my friend. I agree with you, and I believe in the name of Jesus that you are healed and free from this pain. Listen, friend, God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed. Be blessed and be free.
Thanks for listening to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. To hear more encouraging messages just like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. If you love what you received, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends and family. For more great content just like this, visit PastorDanMcCluskey.com.